How did Helen Keller learn to speak, read, and write when she was blind and deaf? How did she become a famous lecturer, author, or campaigner for people with disabilities when she could neither see nor hear? It was through the loving hands of her teacher, Ann Sullivan. Ann began teaching Helen by fingerspelling, tracing words such as doll onto the palm of her hand when she was 7. At first, Helen couldn't connect the letters she felt with the object she held. Then one day, Ann put Helen's hand under running water. On the palm of her other hand, she spelled W-A-T-E-R, and Helen understood immediately. Excitedly, she then touched the earth and wanted to know its letter name, too. By nightfall, she had learned 30 words. Our hands and our sense of touch play an important part in our lives. Scientists tell us that touch is the first sense we develop in the womb, and that social touching is critical to every child's development. Also, they say that our fingers are more sensitive than our eyes, and touching can often communicate emotions more effectively than voice or facial expression. As the American doctor and poet Spencer Michael Free wrote, "'Tis the human touch in this world that counts. The touch of your hand and mine mean far more to the fainting heart than shelter or bread or wine. For shelter is gone when the night is o'er, and bread lasts only a day. But the touch of a hand and the sound of a voice sing on in the soul always." Jesus understood the power and importance of healing hands. He touched the eyes of the blind, the ears of the deaf, and the hand of a young girl who died, and he healed them all. He also touches a leper in Mark's gospel today. In ancient Israel, anyone with leprosy or any other skin complaint was considered highly contagious and ritually unclean. They were banished by law from their family and community. But the leper is desperate. He risks being stoned to death for approaching Jesus. And Jesus breaks the law too by touching him. "Be cured," he said, Jesus said, and the man is cured. He can now return to normal life. He's so excited that he tells everyone. But why does Jesus touch him? It's because he needs more than a physical cure. He needs spiritual healing too. He needs to feel whole again. Have you ever noticed that every sacrament involves touching? In baptism, we trace the sign of the cross on the forehead. In confirmation, we do the same, but using oil, the oil of chrism. In the Holy Eucharist, we touch the body of Christ with our hands and our tongues. In reconciliation, the priest places his hand on or close to the penitent's head. In matrimony, the couple holds hands during their vows and they exchange rings. In the anointing of the sick, the heads and hands are anointed with oil. And in holy orders, the bishop places his hands on the ordinand's head. Love and our Christian faith are both communicated by touch. Our life of faith today has been literally handed on to us by successive generations over 2,000 years, all the way back to the sacred touch Jesus gave his apostles, and the mystical touch God gave Mary when she bore Jesus. Every day, St. Teresa of Calcutta used her hands to express Jesus' love for the sick and poor. She once said, "We have drugs for people with diseases such as leprosy, but these drugs don't treat the main problem, the disease of being unwanted." That's what the sisters hope to provide. An alcoholic in Australia said that when he is walking along the street, he hears the footsteps of everyone coming towards him, and on passing him, their steps become faster. The feeling of being unwanted is the most terrible poverty of all. A loving touch, however, can change all that. In the parable of the prodigal son, when the wayward son returns home, his father runs to him, throws his arms around him, and kisses him. They both feel whole again. in the 14th century, St. Catherine of Siena tried to help an unhappy woman who had leprosy. The woman abused her constantly, but by gently caring for her with her hands, St. Catherine won her over and the woman died in her arms. Today, Jesus has no hands but ours, and he wants to use us to use them to heal hurts and help change lives. We can do this in so many ways, perhaps by writing an encouraging note, or by simply giving a wave or a hug, or by offering someone a helping hand. Martin was a young soldier in the Roman army. Eloquently dressed, he was mounted on his horse one day when he was accosted by a leper begging for alms. The sight and the stench of rotting flesh were so repulsive to the sensitivities of young Martin that his first instinct was to ride off on his horse. But something inside him made him walk up to the beggar. Since all he had was his military coat, he cut it in two and gave half to the leper while he wrapped himself with the other half. It was a very cold winter day. Many in the crowd thought this was such a ridiculous sight that they laughed and jeered, but some realized that they were seeing Christian goodness. He was 18 years old. That night in his dream, he saw Christ clothed in a half a coat, saying to the angels around his throne, "Martin has clothed me with his garment." We all have healing hands. How might you use your hands to help someone?